souillure, car Dieu jugera les impudiques et les adultères.
Let us pray.
À nous prier.
Father, I thank you and give you praise. For Lord, you are worthy of all praise. You are God, and you are so good. Father, I thank you now for this moment that has come in this time of this service. I pray, may you get the glory through the meditation of my heart. I pray, Father, that those who are gathered here would be blessed, including myself. I pray that you would use me by your Spirit for your glory and for the edification of your people. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Amen.
I want to read a quote from a notable person. This is a woman who wrote an article.
C'est une dame qui écrit un article.
Her last name is Troutman.
Et non, c'est Troutman.
She writes American society
L'écrit société américaine, non?
Doesn't seem as sold
li pa wè li tellement
on the idea of marriage
pas tellement concentré sur idée de mariage
as it once was
comme l'était autrefois.
And in fact
par conséquent
much of the country is conflicted about
et gen un conflit de
the institution's role in modern day life.
Institution qui voit l'institution jouer dans vie moderne.
It's not so much about the institution.
C'est pas plus de institution, hein?
As it is the relationship.
Au contraire de relation.
This quote here,
quotation ça,
is very telling of our day.
Ça veut dire un pile de jours que nous vivons là.
And matter of fact,
par exemple,
the title of this message is Restoring the Honor of Marriage.
Un petit message, c'est restaurer honneur dans le mariage.
And what we're looking at in our present day,
ça l'a regardé dans le temps qu'on y est,
there is a shift regarding the institution of marriage.
Il y a un démarrage qui fait de l'institution de mariage.
Today we find that society is moving away from the institution of marriage.
Société a écarté de institution du mariage.
To focusing solely on the relationship.
Et yo plus mette attention sur relation.
You would ask, what's the difference?
Ou t'as demandé qui différence qui existait?
Actually, the difference is very big.
Et différence est très vaste.
Because when you talk about an institution,
lor parler de institution.
Especially that of marriage.
Et spécialement ceux du mariage.
It means that God has established an institution.
Ça veut dire que c'est bon Dieu même qui t'a établi institution ça.
But when you shift from the institution,
l'air démarqué de institution ça,
to focusing on simply those in the relationship,
pour mettre focus seulement de monde qui dans relation,
you take away what God has deemed to be.
Ou retirer ça bon Dieu établi ça.
And now the people in the relationship
et moun ki nan relation,
begin to define marriage.
C'est eux-mêmes qui commencent à définir sa mariage.
Forget about what God says marriage ought to be.
An blie sa bon Dieu dit que de mariage.
We are now going to bring about what marriage should be.
Koun yan ap mete pop definition de sa mariage dwoye.
And what's going on is that in statistics wise,
len ap gade statistique,
the church and the world share the same reality.
L'église avec le monde partage même réalité.
If you have 10 couples,
so again, 10 couples,
you'll have at least 5 of those couples who will end up in divorce.
Gen 5 là-dedans qui cap fini par divorcer.
Why is that? The same thing that happens in the world happens in the church.
Pour que ça même ça qu'a fait dans monde là, il fait dans l'église.
Because the church and the world are functioning the same way in marriage.
Parce que l'église avec le monde, yo fonctionne même gens quand il s'agit du mariage.
Wow. So there is no real difference between a Christian couple,
pas une différence entre un couple chrétien,
or an ungodly couple,
avec un couple païen,
because both are functioning,
parce que tous deux fonctionnent,
devoid of the institution that God established.
En dehors de l'institution que mon Dieu lui-même l'a établi.
Wow. Furthermore, there is a wrong perception.
Plus qu'il y a une misinterprétation
regarding marriage.
De mariage.
And because of that,
à cause de ça,
when people do get married,
le monde marié,
they're ill-equipped to manage the challenges that come with being married.
Yo pas bien préparé pour faire face avec challenge que pour joindre dans mariage.
Do you know what's going on in the world today?
Est-ce que vous connaissez ça qui a passé dans le monde aujourd'hui?
I'm sure you are aware.
Je crois que vous êtes au courant.
Many of the things that are going out in the world are happening right in the church.
Même ça qui a passé dans le monde, là, a passé aussi dans l'église.
Wow. It's getting real quiet. Well, even in the text, there's three relationships that are presented.
L'un gardé dans le verset, il y a trois relations qui sont présentées.
There's the married couple.
Gè moun ki marié.
There is the unmarried couple.
Gè moun ki pa marié.
And then the third one is the adulterous couple.
Et troisième nan c'est couple adultère.
Wow. Today people are not getting married like they used to.
Je dis à moun pa marié jan te konn fè auparavant.
So what they choose to do?
Sa chwazi pou yo fè.
They'll live together.
Ils vivent ensemble, ils cohabitent.
So rather to choose to marry,
au lieu que choisir pour marier,
we're gonna try this thing out.
Nous allons essayer ça avant.
We're gonna live together for a little bit.
Nous allons cohabiter pour un petit temps.
If it works,
s'il marche,
we'll get married.
Nous allons marier.
If it doesn't work,
s'il pas marche,
we'll just call it quits.
N'a quitté ça tomber.
You go your way.
Ou pas côté pa ou.
I'll go my way.
Même pas faire ou pas moi.
No love lost.
Pas rien qu'a perdu.
Because we didn't really have it in the first place.
Parce que nous pas gain amour au commencement.
Then you have the third part, which is the adulterous relationship.
OK, troisième partie à relation adultère là.
There are people who get married.
Gen moun ki marié.
But one person in the married couple,
one of the couple
decides to go outside of the married couple,
qui décide aller au-dehors de mariage là,
to be involved with somebody else that's not their spouse,
qui involve dans relation sexuelle avec un autre monde qui pas mari ou madame yo.
And this is happening not only outside,
et ça arrive même pas dehors,
this is happening inside the church,
et ça arrive aussi au sein de l'église.
All because,
et tout ça à cause,
marriage is not honored,
parce que mariage pas honoré,
like it used to be.
J'en ai qu'on fait auparavant.
The shift has occurred.
Démarrage ça a fait.
And what we're finding today at our church, we celebrated two couples.
Dans l'église, nous célébrons deux types de couples.
Who have spent 51 years in marriage.
Deux couples qui partageaient 51 ans de mariage.
But that is not the testimony today.
Ça n'a pas témoignage encore aujourd'hui.
You're fortunate if you find a couple that lasts 5 years in marriage.
Ou t'as aussi saisi pour jeune couple qui durait 5 ans.
It is very difficult.
C'est très difficile.
But it begins with a lack of honoring marriage.
Elle commençait à cause d'un manque de honneur dans mariage.
When you look at the text in Hebrews,
regardez texte dans Hébreu,
you don't know who the author is.
Ou pas connait qui est-ce qui écrit épître ça.
But there are different things in the book itself.
Il y a pile bagaille dans livre ça dans épître ça.
For me, that points to Paul.
De moi-même qui t'a suggéré, c'est Paul.
But when you look at the text,
regardez verset,
the whole book is an exhortation.
Toute épître sont exhortation.
It is an exhortation for us to maintain the Christian faith.
Son exhortation pour nous garder foi chrétienne, non?
And to hold to the promise of God's return.
Et pour nous garder promesse que bon Dieu vient pour retourner.
And this calls for us to be patient and to endure.
Il demandait pour nous gain patience et pour nous endurer.
But also to live holy lives.
Aussi pour nous vivre une vie saine.
For if we do so,
si nous faisons comme ça,
we shall obtain and receive the promise of God.
N'a obtenir et recevoir promesse bon Dieu.
This is a book to Christians.
Ça c'est un livre pour chrétiens.
To stand firm in the midst of trouble.
Pour camper solide en dépit de troubles, de difficultés.
And great purity compromise.
Et pour pas jamais sortir au-delà de la pureté.
And so when you take the understanding of the book,
lorsque vous comprenez le livre ça,
and you look at the verse itself, you begin to see that God is trying to tell us,
ouais, que bon Dieu voulait dire nous,
if you do not honor marriage,
si pas honorer mariage,
you will not be able to endure hardship,
ou pas qu'à faire face avec difficulté,
nor be able to maintain marital purity. But if you will honor marriage,
so honorer mariage,
you'll have the ability to endure all of the challenges,
pour faire face avec toute difficulté,
and maintain the purity of your marriage.
Pureté dans mariage.
And then receive the blessings
et wap recevoir bénédiction
that come with the institution.
Qui vini, qui attaché avec institution ça.
We have so many young people getting married.
Gen pil jeune kap marié,
and they do not understand the institution.
Yo pa comprendre institution ça.
And when they don't understand the institution,
le yo pa comprendre institution,
they are ill-equipped to deal with the challenges.
Yo pa bien préparé pour yo faire face à difficulté.
And they fall prey to the temptations of Satan.
Et yo tourne proie de tentation Satan.
And this is why this message is important.
C'est peut-être ça message ça est important.
If we're going to endure,
si n'a fait, si n'a cap endurer,
and resist sexual sin,
pour nous résister péché sexuel, tentation sexuelle,
we have to restore the honor of marriage.
Faut nous restaurer honneur dans mariage.
So there are six things that I want to share with you.
Gen six bagay que je voulais partager avec vous.
And once I give those six things,
le même fin partager six bagay ça yo,
I think I'm gonna sit down.
M'bra chita.
Why must we honor marriage?
Pour que ça nous doit honorer mariage.
Number one.
Numéro un.
God is the creator of the institution of marriage.
Parce que c'est mon Dieu même qui créateur institution ça.
Marriage is not man's idea.
Mariage c'est pas idée d'homme.
Therefore, man cannot tell God how marriage should be.
L'homme pas qu'a dit bon Dieu comment mariage doit être.
It is God who tells man how marriage should be.
C'est bon Dieu qui dit nous comment mariage doit être.
Wow. Because if God created the institution,
si c'est bon Dieu qui crée institution ça,
God has an idea for something for planet Earth.
Bon Dieu a une idée pour planète ça que nous vivons là-dedans.
The institution has a purpose.
Institution ça a une devise.
And the purpose of the institution of marriage is,
et devise institution du mariage,
is to promote the dominion of God on earth.
C'est pour lever domination mon Dieu sur terre.
The purpose of marriage is not to please you.
C'est devise mariage c'est pas pour faire plaisir.
It is not so that you can have enjoyment.
C'est pas pour gagner plaisir ou bien qu'être content.
Marriage is bigger than your personal issue and need.
Mariage est plus grand que désir personnel ou.
Marriage has a divine purpose.
Mariage gon une devise divine.
And if you think that by getting married,
sou quoi pas sou marié,
it is simply to satisfy a sexual desire.
C'est pour satisfaire désir sexuel.
You've missed what marriage is really about.
Ou pas fin tellement comprendre ça mariage.
And that's why so many marriages fail.
C'est ça fait un pile mariage échoué.
Because when that is not being fulfilled,
le nous pas joindre fulfillment de désir ça.
In the frequency that is so desired by the one.
Et par fréquence que nous voulons désir ça.
That other person will look outside the marriage.
Et l'autre monde ça l'a regarder au dehors de mariage.
To fulfill their desire.
Pour qu'à remplir désir ça.
Marriage is bigger.
Mariage plus grand.
Marriage is more important than that.
Et mariage plus important que ça.
Number two.
Deuxième.
Marriage is a union between a man and a woman.
C'est une union entre homme et une femme.
I'll repeat it again.
M'a dit encore.
Marriage is a union.
Mariage c'est une union
between a man
entre un homme
and a woman.
Et une femme.
Not a woman.
Et pas une femme
with a woman.
Avec une autre femme.
Or a man
ou un garçon
with a man.
Avec une autre garçon.
Because now today,
parce que aujourd'hui,
society,
société,
is changing,
changer
the institution of marriage,
changer institution du mariage,
saying that you can marry
et dire qu'on peut marier
whoever you want,
n'importe monde que vous voulez.
But that's not how God,
c'est pas comme ça,
established the institution,
établit institution ça.
And that is why there is so much going on in planet Earth. That there are many people who are under a curse. And they don't even realize it. Furthermore, marriage again is a union where God is the witness
que bon Dieu c'est témoin
of that marriage.
De mariage ça.
So when you do wrong,
l'on fait ça qui mal,
in that marriage,
dans mariage là,
you may think no one else has seen it.
L'autre monde qui a pas wè li,
but God sees it.
Bon Dieu wè li.
You may fool other people,
ou ka trompe l'autre monde,
but you can't fool the eyes of God.
Ou ka trompe les yeux bon Dieu.
So when your wife is crying,
le madame wap crié,
God hears it.
Bon Dieu tendil.
God sees it.
Bon Dieu well.
God feels it.
Bon Dieu sentil.
And in turn,
et à retour,
God will deal with you.
Et bon Dieu a fait a jeun avo.
My God. You still want to get married?
Vous still besoin marié?
Number three.
Et troisièmement,
marriage is a holy,
mariage son bagage qui saint,
and divinely
son bagay ki divin,
established covenant,
son un contrat ki établi ki saint ki divin.
You got it right. Now listen to this. I have to take a little time with this one.
Bon pran ti tan sou sa.
A covenant,
un contrat,
in the Old Testament,
nan Ancien Testament,
and we see it even with Jesus.
Et nou wè sa menm avèk Jezus.
That's why it's called the New Testament.
Et sa fè di un nouvo contrat.
Whenever a covenant was written,
le un contrat est écrit,
they took an animal,
yo prend un bête,
and they killed the animal.
Yo tué bête là.
You see this with Abraham.
Nous voyons ça avec Abraham.
Making a covenant with God.
Qui t'a fait un contrat avec bon Dieu.
That he cut the animal.
Li coupé animal là.
In half.
En deux.
And the practice was,
et système là té,
the two people coming into contract,
deux moun ki antre en contrat ça,
would walk in the middle of the pieces together.
Marcher nan mitan séparation ça,
and it was a lifelong covenant.
C'est un contrat pour la vie.
And the covenant was,
et contrat,
if any one of us break this covenant,
si yon nan nou krasé contrat ça,
let God do,
que bon Dieu,
to the one,
fait avec ça moun ça,
that has broken this covenant,
qui crasé contrat,
same as this animal,
même Jean le fait avec animal bête ça.
And marriage,
et mariage,
is a covenant,
c'est un contrat.
Therefore, if anyone,
et si un moun,
should break the covenant,
crasé contrat ça,
God will deal,
bon Dieu a fait face,
with the one who broke it,
avec moun ki krasé la,
very severely,
très sévèrement.
That's why the verse says,
et ça fait verset a dit,
fornicators,
fornicateurs,
and adulterers,
et adultères,
God will judge,
bon Dieu a jugé.
Wow. This is not a very pleasant, soft, nice, gooey, squishy, soft verse.
C'est bon verset qui douce, qui très amicable ou bien qui présente un bagage qui bon.
It is a very difficult word.
C'est un mot qui est très difficile.
Number four.
Quatrièmement,
marriage is a picture.
Mariage c'est un tableau.
Of our relationship with Christ.
De relation nous avec Jésus-Christ.
That's why God deals with this very seriously.
C'est ça fait mon Dieu prendre très sévèrement.
Number five.
Cinquièmement,
marriage is a means.
Mariage c'est une façon moyen.
Of companionship.
De accompagnement.
Between husband.
Mari.
And wife.
Et femme.
God looked at Adam and said, "It is not good that man should be alone."
Bon Dieu t'a regardé Adam, dit il est pas bon pour l'homme car était pour contre lui.
It was not just so that he can have somebody by him.
Et pas pour t'ai un monde bon côté lui.
True, she became a partner or a person that walked with him in life.
Li vrai que t'ai un monde qui bon côté lui qui t'ai marché avec elle dans la vie.
But this brings us to number six, which is marriage is a partnership.
Ça mène dans le sixième point que mariage c'est un partnership.
Between a husband and a wife.
Mari avec madame.
With God.
Avec bon Dieu.
To produce godly children.
Pour produire des enfants chrétiens.
This is why marriage should not be taken lightly.
Et ça fait pas de prendre mariage comme un bagage vaille que vaille.
Should not be rushed into.
Nous pas de courir la donne.
No one should coerce you.
Yo pas de influencer nous.
This is something that you must do prayerfully.
Son bagage doit faire avec la prière.
This is something that you should involve your parents in.
Et on doit inviter parents la donne.
This is something that others should be praying for you about.
L'autre monde doit prier pour.
Because when you get married,
l'autre marié,
you involve God in the process.
Ou inviter mon Dieu dans le procès.
And that's why so many marriages fail.
Et ça fait un pile mariage échoué.
Because they do not involve God in the process.
Parce que pas mettre bon Dieu dans procès.
And this is the reason why.
C'est raison ça.
If I involve God in the process,
si m'inviter bon Dieu dans procès,
that means I have to ask him for things.
Et me doit demander de choses.
It means that I am allowing him to give input into this marriage.
Besoin entendre ça quelqu'un pour dire de mariage.
There are some things I may not want to hear God talk about.
J'aime pas vouloir entendre bon Dieu parler me de.
Because I want to do what I want to do in my marriage.
Parce que je veux faire ça, je veux faire dans mariage.
But the marriage is not something you have established.
Mariage c'est pas un bagage que vous-même vous établissez.
Because God established it.
Parce que bon Dieu établit le.
Then it must be his way. Are you listening to me?
Est-ce que attendez matin?
Please take marriage seriously.
Prends mariage très sérieusement.
Because Satan is looking to destroy marriages.
Parce que Satan a cherché pour détruire mariage.
He finds pleasure in ruining lives.
Les jeunes plaisirs, elle détruit la vie.
When he destroys a marriage,
elle détruit un mariage.
He destroys the foundation of a family.
Parce qu'elle détruit fondation de famille.
When he destroys a family,
elle détruit une famille.
He destroys a community.
Il détruit une communauté.
When he destroys a community,
elle détruit une communauté.
He destroys a society.
Il détruit une société.
When he destroys a society,
elle détruit une société.
He destroys a nation.
Il détruit une nation.
When he destroys a nation,
l'elle détruit une nation.
He destroys nations.
L'il détruit des nations.
And when he destroys nations,
et l'elle détruit des nations,
he destroys the world.
L'il détruit l'humanité.
It all begins where? With marriage.
Que d'il commencer, il commence dans le mariage.
You are a target as a married couple.
Ou c'est un target quand on coupe marié.
Your children are watching you.
Petit ou regardé.
When you are arguing, they're listening.
Lorsque des arguments, ils attendent.
When you're fighting, they're watching.
Les batailles, ils regardent.
When you're having disagreements, they're learning.
Lorsque des accords, ils apprennent.
Because they're growing up watching you.
Parce qu'ils apprennent, regardent.
They're taking their cues from you.
Ils apprennent de vous.
And when they get married, they're going to do the same thing that they've learned from you. We need to go back to the Word of God to see how marriage truly ought to be. But it's also telling.
But Leo aussi dit,
As I begin today with this message,
l'homme commencer avec message ça jodi a.
Many couples or married couples are living just like the world.
En pile couple a vivre même genre avec monde là.
So it's to tell you this morning.
Et pour me dire matin hein.
Just because you go to church.
Parce que à l'église.
Just because you pray.
Parce que prier.
Doesn't necessarily mean that your marriage. Is functioning like a godly marriage.
La fonctionner quand qu'on mariage bon Dieu est bon Dieu la donne.
It must be now in this time and age.
Li doit nan temps ça nan époque ça.
That Christians must function like Christians.
Chrétiens doivent fonctionner comme chrétiens.
That married couples should pray together.
Couple marié doit prier ensemble.
Married couples should read the Bible together.
Couple doit lire la Bible ensemble.
Married couples should come to church together.
Un couple marié doit venir l'église ensemble.
Married couples should share the gospel together with others who do not know the Lord.
Couple marié doit partager l'évangile ensemble avec ça ou pas connaît.
It must be in this day and age that married couples do ministry together.
Dans temps ça couple marié doit faire ministère ensemble.
Because when that happens,
le ça fait,
Satan will see
Satan pourrait,
a people of God,
un peuple de Dieu,
unstoppable,
qui pas ka, yo pas ka contenu,
because they've got God with them,
parce que gen bon Dieu avec yo,
in them,
bon Dieu en dan yo,
working through them.
Bon Dieu à travers yo.
This is the desire of God.
Ça c'est désir de bon Dieu.
Stand to your feet.
Campez sous pied.
I want to take this moment just to pray for all married couples.
Je voulais prendre temps ça pour prier pour toute couple marié.
Engaged couples.
Toute couple qui fiancé.
And even singles.
Et même ça qui pour qu'on marié ou pour qu'on fiancé.
Let us lift our hands.
Enlevez-nous.
Father, this morning, or today, I thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to share. I know from the 10 years, it may be brief, but I've learned a lot. I know, Father, that marriage in this time is difficult. And I am praying to you, Father, that may something that has been said this morning have stirred the heart of these your people to truly honor marriage, to respect it, to see it as something, as your word says, most precious. We do not understand the value of marriage, but I pray to you today, restore the value of it in our hearts and in our lives. I pray for married couples that may be struggling right now, that are having difficulty in their marriage. And maybe those that are struggling, that are thinking that divorce is the only answer. I pray, Father, touch those couples. Heal those couples. Mend broken hearts. Let the conversation change from bitterness and animosity to forgiveness and appreciation. And Father, I pray for those who are engaged. What an exciting time it is. It's like the birds sing every time you walk hand in hand. But Father, there is a roaring lion known as Satan who is looking to pounce on these. I pray in the name of Jesus. May these days of their courtship and all of the joy and the excitement, may it not dwindle, may it never fade, but may it always be kept a flame burning. May you help these who are engaged to understand the severity of marriage and what they must do now, not later, now, in preparation for a lifelong relationship so that they can have a lifelong relationship. And Father, for those that are single, I pray in their singleness, may they live a life of satisfaction and sanctification to the glory of Jesus. While they're single, waiting upon the time that you've deemed that they should marry, I pray in the name of Jesus, keep them, Father. Satan tempts them at each and every turn, but I pray, may you strengthen them now. May they sense the strength of God come to resist and to stand firm, that they will remain pure before God. And if those have fallen into sin, I pray, forgive them and restore them anew in the name of Jesus, that they'll remain chaste as best they can in the preparation for their future bride or groom. Now, Lord, I pray for this church. May this be a strong church for married couples. Let it be a strong and firm assembly, that they encourage one another, that no matter what, they're there for married couples. Again, Father, thank you for this opportunity and privilege. I revel in the wonder of you. Bless these now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've learned through my worship, and I'm going to share it with you all. You don't have to wait for the storm. You don't have to wait